When will all states recognize Juneteenth? From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Happy Juneteenth, a commemoration of the day in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. They were among the last groups of enslaved people to be freed in the United States. Juneteenth became a federal holiday 2 years ago, but about half the states in the country have yet to adopt it as an official state holiday. Efforts to change that are ongoing. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
Minnesota Senate President Bobby Joe Champion sponsored a bill signed into law this year making Juneteenth a state holiday, meaning state workers get a paid day off. He knows there's a cost, but...
the benefits outweigh the costs, right? You know, productivity is increased when people feel good about their workplace.
And he hopes private companies follow suit, too. The holiday is an opportunity for celebration and education, says Michigan State Representative Helena Scott, whose Juneteenth measure just passed last week.
Slavery really is a stain on our society. So I think by acknowledging this, recognizing it, and really learning about it, that's the whole point of celebrating June 19th.
But at least 20 states have yet to make Juneteenth a legal holiday. There's precedent for this in Martin Luther King Day, says Dartmouth history professor Matthew Delmont.
Understanding that it took years and years of activism and education to finally get all states to adopt it, Juneteenth could likely follow a similar trajectory.
It was 17 years before MLK Day was an official holiday in all 50 states. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with China's leader Xi Jinping this morning, capping a rare trip to that country. The talks come after China's foreign minister Wang Yi told Blinken that the two countries had to choose between cooperation and conflict and blamed the U.S. for having a misconception of China. BBC correspondent Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
China's foreign minister told the U.S. Secretary of State that relations between their countries were at their lowest point since the re-establishment of diplomatic ties. There are genuine fears that armed conflict between the superpowers is possible, so systems are needed to avoid this. On his trip to Beijing, Antony Blinken has now also met Wang Yi, China's top diplomat. They shook hands inside a hall at the Diaoyutai State Guesthouse before heading into a closed-door meeting.
At the start of that meeting, by the way, China's President Xi said there's been progress on some issues, but no details yet. In Argentina, workers have been on strike for weeks, demanding higher wages to keep up with soaring inflation, which is more than 100% in the South American country. People there are no strangers to economic upheaval, but many are now desperately struggling to pay for the basics. The BBC's Valley Fontaine reports from Buenos Aires.
In the last 12 months, inflation in Argentina rose by over 100%. Causing the value of the Argentine currency, the peso, to continue plummeting.
Hola, Gabriel.
Muy bien, gracias. Muchas gracias.
Gabriel owns his own apartment and is considered middle class in Argentina.
Sometimes I say I'm going to probably have a good meal at lunchtime and then some biscuits before I go to bed, rather than having lunch and proper dinner. And then everything is going up, so I do get quite worried because that means I will have to sell my apartment and go somewhere else. But the problem is, at the moment, nobody's got money to buy an apartment, so the only way to survive is stay put and tighten your belt as much as you can.
Argentina began the 20th century as one of the richest countries in the world. By 2001, a struggling economy led to public debt, social unrest, the collapse of the banking system, and the government confiscating bank accounts. In the years since, the blue dollar, which refers to Argentina's black market, US dollar exchange rate, emerged due to a lack of access to foreign currencies, but buying dollars is not an option for everyone.
It's pretty difficult being an immigrant. When I arrived here in 2017, the dollar was 16 pesos. Now, 437.
26-year-old Brenda left Venezuela because of high inflation and came to Argentina.
I feel like this is a second Venezuela. A country that once were so welcoming with immigrants is now losing all these people because young people like me is leaving to Europe or just United States.
The price of food has been hit hardest. Since January, it's risen by 41%, so much so that Victor often has to survive without cash.
I exchange things which I don't need, like trousers and shoes, gym shoes.
And what sort of things do you swap them for?
Fruits, vegetables and meat.
According to Argentina's National Statistics Agency, INDEC, 40% of the population are living in poverty. This means a family of four are living on less than $760 per month, of which just under half of that figure would be needed to buy basic food.
That was the BBC's Valley Fontaine reporting. Tomorrow is World Refugee Day, and to mark the occasion, some 40 multinational companies have pledged to hire more than 13,000 refugees in Europe. A start, worldwide there are 110 million refugees, according to the United Nations, including 12 million from Ukraine. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.